Welcome to the Big Film Buffet Snack Edition. I am Alexi Toliopoulos.
And I am Jen Fricker. And I am excited, Alexi, because we're getting into the world of Barbara Streisand and her little dogs.
This is something that I've been obsessed with for a long time. And it was reawoken recently because I watched a beautiful, touching Barbara Streisand starring and directed romantic comedy that is on Netflix in Australia. It's called The Mirror Has Two Faces. And I do have a tremendous amount of respect for Barbara Streisand as an artist, as a filmmaker.
As
an absolute girl boss, one of the original girl bosses. And this is probably one of the biggest girl boss moves that anyone has ever done. There's an article that I'm just going to read you the title of the article that Barbara Streisand wrote for the New York Times back in 2018 that has lived in my soul and my essence for the last few years. Barbara Streisand explains, : why I cloned my dog.
What?
Barbara Streisand.
Wait, was it in the New York Times?
This is a New York Times article.
Oh, my God.
Written by Barbara Streisand. So it is a true thing that's happened in the world.
Fact checked?
It's absolutely fact checked. Barbara Streisand had a beautiful puppy. It was a Maltipoo.
Excuse me? What did you just call me?
It's a Maltese cross poodle.
Okay.
It's a beautiful crossbreed. And she loved this dog, Sammy, so much. Samantha, her beloved puppy. Tragically, Sammy passed away. She left this mortal coil and faced the next realm.
She crossed the Rainbow Bridge.
She crossed the Rainbow Bridge. She rode up Rainbow Road. And Barbara Streisand was beside herself. And she wanted to have two dogs beside themselves. So she cloned Sammy.
What?
She had her dog cloned.
Oh, my God.
I didn't even know clones existed, to be honest. I thought it was from the realm of science fiction.
Yeah. I guess Dolly the sheep, that was a clone.
Yeah. I guess Dolly the sheep, that's the only other clone I know.
Man, if I knew clones were on the table every time a beloved pet died in my family, I would never be sad again.
Yeah, absolutely, because you can just get your dog cloned.
Yeah.
I didn't even know clones existed, and here Barbara Streisand is with two versions of her cloned dog, Sammy.
So she's cloned the dog twice.
She's cloned the dog twice. You can clone your dog for $50,000.
Right.
So anyone can do it. If you've got 50K spare change, you can make as many versions of your dog as you want.
Does she talk about why specifically she wanted Sammy cloned? Like, surely it'd be cheaper to just get another dog.
She did that too, but she missed Sammy and she loved that dog so much. So she had Sammy cloned. And I will tell you this. This is a direct quote from her article. And this is the closing line.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you right now, if you're at home, get your freaking tissues nearby because this is going to spring the waterworks on, much like when you hear Barbara Streisand sing The
Hold
Way We Were.
Hold your pet?
Yeah. Hold your pet or keep them far away, whatever you need.
Hold on. Should we call the pets over to the speaker?
Yeah, call them over.
Come here.
Come here. Come on, Munchkin, which I assume your dog's called. You can clone the look of a dog, but you can't clone the soul. Still, every time I look at their faces, I think of my Samantha and smile. That's basically lyrics that Barbara Streisand wrote into this article.
That sounds like dystopian fiction to me, honestly. That's some 1984 stuff. Like,
You
can't clone a soul? Like, thank God.
Yeah, that's like the plot of Blade Runner, I think.
I'm fairly certain, yes.
Isn't that crazy, though, that the most real life that feels like science fiction that I've ever encountered in this world is controlled by Babs. Babs is like
baby.
Victor Frankenstein of this world.
Yeah, that is wild. I always love, though, when you see actors and their pets. Pets on sets?
Pets on
sets. Is that a genre?
That's absolutely a genre. Pets on sets. But you're right. There's something of like that kind of actor animal like that they have with them. Who are some of the biggest ones? We've got Carrie Fisher's dog, Gary, right?
Yeah, who happened to be in a scene in Last Jedi.
He's in The Last Jedi.
Yeah.
He's in the casino planet.
They put some fake ears on him.
My memory of is that little cute bulldog head popping out of like a tentacle body.
Oh, that's so good.
Gary, we stan you, Gary.
We stan Gary. We stan all pets on sets.
Absolutely.
I remember in the new Star is Born, speaking of Babs.
Once played in Star is Born.
Yes.
That is on Netflix. Check out the Babs one.
But the Bradley Cooper version, there's a very full-on scene with Bradley Cooper and his character feeding his dog.
Yeah.
But his dog is played by his real-life dog.
Oh, my God. A method performance, if
I know.
You will. This was something that I found so weird. It stuck with me. Do you remember the movie The Artist? That silent film won Best Picture at the Oscars.
Kind of musical. Was it a musical as well? It can't be a musical if it's silent.
The silent film?
The people were dancing, I feel.
Whatever it is, it had the vibe of a musical. I missed out on it, but I did not miss out on the tremendous amount of Oscar buzz this movie captured. And so much of that buzz was dedicated to the dog from the movie, Uggy. Mm. And people were going, this dog's going to win an Oscar this year.
Wait, hold on. I need to look up like who else was nominated for an Oscar yeah, that year.
The artist, you?
So, Colin Firth for The King's Speech.
Okay. He did win. It's a great performance. But Uggy, there's something more exciting about a dog than a guy pretending to be a king.
Yeah. I feel like it's an unfair advantage because dogs can't talk.
Yeah.
Or at least they don't want us to know they can.
Well, perfect role for a dog because, in fact, in a silent movie, nobody can freaking talk. That's how Uggy was able to steal the spotlight. He was on an even playing field.
Oh, man. I would love to see Colin Firth's face, though. Like, King's Speech about, like, this stuttering man and just see a dog walk up to the podium after like months and months of preparation for the King's Speech, for the role, for perfecting the stutter, the grueling scenes and the emotional highs and lows, and then to just be usurped by a dog who just was like, oh, we just shook a bag of trees.
Yeah, and he loved it.
And he loved it.
And then you all cried. You all cried. Oh my God, Uggy, I miss you, mate.
Do you reckon he's still around?
You know what? I'm going to make a guess, no. Producer Michael was waving frantically at us. He's dug up some Uggy news.
Uggy has actually won the 2011 Palm Dog, which is an award given every year at Cannes for the best canine performance.
There's one every year?
Every single year. But not only that, he also won the 2020 Palm Dog that was given to the Palm Dog of all Palm Dogs. It was the all-star of the Palm Dog. And it was Uggy.
Oh my God. Who else was in the category?
My guess is probably Milo or Otis, whichever one the dog is.
Yeah. Oh, I'm seeing the dog from Once Upon a Time, the Brad Pitt dog. The dog saves the day. Amongst titans in that film.
I love these animal actors. The other one that I always think about is, have you ever seen the horror movie The Thing?
No, I haven't.
There is a marvelous German Shepherd performance in that movie. Mm. Absolutely marvelous. You know, better than most human actors.
How so?
I would say capture an essence of fear and an essence of curiosity from another world, which is the thing from another world.
Uh-huh.
And it is probably better than, I don't know, Billy Crystal in When Harry Met Sally.
Wow.
Yeah, that was the first performance that came to mind that I think is a high quality performance.
Yeah, it's great. It's one of my favorite films.
And I love that movie. I think he's great in it, but this dog is something special.
Oh my gosh.
I'm sorry, Billy.
I feel like if I was an actor and I had to work alongside a dog, first of all, I'd be blown away. Second of all, I would not know how to act. I would forget.
This thing's giving me nothing.
Yeah. Or the opposite, where I'm like, look at this boy. Look at this boy.
It's so funny. You're playing like in a crappy like family movie. You're like a guy from the dog pound. It's like, I got to get this rascally little mutt in here.
Yeah.
And you just fall in love and start patting it as soon as you see it. munchkin.
But apparently it's quite common for actors to like adopt the dogs that they work with.
No way.
I mean, you know, it's like an on-set romance in another way, in a non-sexual way.
Yeah, this is not in controversy. This is you falling in love with something so sweet and so beautiful.
Mm.
I remember reading about Viggo Mortensen adopting his horse from Lord of the Rings.
How do you adopt a horse?
I think the horse chooses you. Much like a sword, the horse chooses you.
Chris Evans adopted his dog from Gifted.
Gifted?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say Little Captain America's.
Oh my God.
His pup.
Captain America. Yeah, so that's cute. Tiffany Haddish adopted one of the kittens who played Keanu.
No way.
In Keanu.
In the Keanu movie.
Yeah, she adopted Keanu Reeves.
Wow.
And now he lives in her house. And then she gets little kitten treats for him. He's like, whoa.
Whoa. That's radical.
I feel like we're not even at the tip of the iceberg with Barbara Streisand. No, like, this is just one little nugget in, like, a vast mine of treasures. But, look, if you're listening and you're like, these people don't even know, get in touch with us. Find us on social and tell us about your favorite pets on sets.
Yeah, send us your pets on sets, babies.
Yeah, and also, if you love this podcast, please follow The Big Film Buffet on Spotify and wherever you get your podcasts. We'll be back on Thursday with our Netflix film recommendation.
Ooh, I can't wait to find out what that is. All right, well, I'm going to start Googling Babs again. I got to find out more about the weird and wacky life of Barbara Streisand.
What do you think she's doing right now?
Right now, I reckon Babs is sitting on a beautiful beige suede couch.
Something very textural.
Very textural.
With like a cashmere scarf wrapped around her.
I had cashmere on the tip of my tongue just then. She's wearing something absolutely thrilling, absolutely comforting, and absolutely gorgeous.
Looking at her like two Samanthas running around.
The two Sammies and the third dog as well, which I believe is called Sadie.
Wait, so are the two clones called Samantha?
She named them new names. There's a lot to unpack here.
Oh, because that would be weird.
That would be weird.
Cloning a dog's not weird. Well, naming like them the same name as a dead dog is.
She names the soul of the dog and she said it's different every time it's cloned, okay, Jen? Oh, she names the soul, not the physical.
But if the soul of a dog is different, then what does the container of the soul matter? Like, just get the same.